This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. The State Capitol building has been closed for restoration work for several days, and the special session is still stalemated, with no announcements about any deal to fix the state's $215 million budget hole. What is happening is that the three state health agencies affected are making plans for severe cuts in services due to loss of funding. One of those is the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, whose commissioner is Terry White. Commissioner White, you have announced your department is planning to eliminate funding for many outpatient services due to the loss of about one-fourth of the agency's budget. How much money do you expect to lose, and what will be cut?
We were appropriated $75 million out of the revolving fund that held the tobacco tax money. That's 23% of our budget. That $75 million is gone. We have to make the $75 million of cuts over a six-month period, which basically, instead of being 23% of the budget for the year, over 6 months is 46% of our budget. So we are forced into a position where we basically have to eliminate half of the services we provide to Oklahomans. In order to get to $75 million, we will have to eliminate every outpatient service that we provide in the state of Oklahoma. And I don't mean just our state-operated, because we have very few state-operated services. The vast majority are provided by private contractors, the vast majority. In fact, when we look at the providers that are going to be affected, it's about 700 providers. The only service we will be able to preserve in the community is medications. People will be able to continue to get their psychotropic medications. Other than that, all outpatient services will be gone. And in addition to that, what we will be eliminating is what is called psychiatric residential treatment for children. It's one step down from acute. That service will be gone as well. Basically, Oklahoma will be providing beds and meds, and that's all that will be available.
And about how many people will be affected by this?
This affects about 189,000 of our fellow Oklahomans.
The department is also losing federal money.
When you look at the money that we spend on outpatient for anyone who has Medicaid eligibility, we're able to pull down a federal match for those dollars. So while we're losing $75 million in state dollars, the additional hit is another $106 million federal dollars.
Based on the conversations we're hearing at the Capitol, they'll probably come to some sort of an agreement, but you probably won't get all $75 million back. Is there a magic number somewhere in there for you where you still have to make cuts, but the cuts are not as bad?
We were asked to prepare scenarios early on for a 3% cut and a 5% cut. At a 3% cut, we lose about $10 million, which is still significant because we lose the federal match associated with that. We still have some pretty dire choices to make. And the reason for that is this agency, and it's not the fault of the current legislature, although they do have the responsibility to fix the problem now, but we have been underfunded for decades. So right now, only one out of every three Oklahomans who needs help can get help. And so when we face cuts, we truly have no fat left. These are real services to real Oklahomans, and they're, believe it or not, they're not expensive. We can provide services on an outpatient basis for about $2,000 a year per person. Prison, for example, is about $19,000 a year per person. When you make cuts at $10 million and it only costs $2,000 to treat someone, that's a lot of people affected. Even though they're saying it's a 3% cut, it's still a lot of Oklahomans.
If this kind of thing were to happen, how does that affect the other agencies, the other departments that are trying to provide services?
I think the other directors of other state agencies have been trying to make clear that what will happen to their agencies is increased demand. What's awful about that is that it's increased demand for deeper end services that end up being more expensive to taxpayers in the end, and most important, end up being tragic consequences. Meaning, if we have a kid who could be receiving outpatient treatment and stay in school and do well and move on to a full and productive life and head towards college, but loses their mental health and substance abuse services and now becomes entangled with the Office of Juvenile Affairs and has a juvenile criminal record, it changes the trajectory of their life.
Do you think there will be a solution in time by November 1st?
I have to hope there's going to be a solution before November 1st because these consequences are too catastrophic. We are talking about life and death for Oklahomans who rely on these services. If these cuts go into effect because there is no action and no agreement, we will see an increase in suicides. We will see an increase in overdoses. We will see an increase in arrests. We will see an increase in people who spend time in jail, and ultimately end up in the Department of Corrections, we will see an increase in foster care. And those can't happen. That's not our state, so I have to believe they're going to find a solution.
Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services Commissioner Terry White, thank you. For an extended version of our interview, go to the Capital Insider Extra podcast on iTunes. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.